with Hashem's loving grace. This is Laser Brody from the Holy Land of Israel with another beam of Emunah. Today's Emunah beam number 16 is entitled "The Lion Comes for Dinner." It's a parable that the whole family can enjoy and gives us a tremendous insight into what Emunah really is and Emunah's benefits for every one of us. Okay, the story goes like this. Mom, she had a meeting to attend, so she heated up the leftovers from Shabbos for her five boys, ages 11 to 19. After Mom left, the two big brothers served dinner, and all five of them sat down in the dining room to partake of her wonderful cooking. Well, 5 minutes into dinner, the walls of the dining room trembled, and a blood-curdling roar thundered from the entrance foyer. Suddenly, a fierce lion charged into the room. Well, the big brothers screeched in terror. The 19-year-old jumped behind the bookcase, and the 17-year-old ran for his life to the kitchen, and the 15-year-old he almost fell out of the third-story window trying to escape, and the 13-year-old darted under the table, and they were all frozen in fear. As far as they were concerned, the end was near. Well, the youngest brother, a fifth grader of 11 years old, he sat quietly in his seat at the dinner table, and he continued to enjoy his chicken noodle soup. Well, the lion roared again, this time louder than before, but the boy just slurped another noodle, completely nonchalant, thinking that the soup was even better today than it was yesterday on Shabbos. He didn't even bat an eyelash. Instead, he looked the lion straight in the face without a trace of fear. Well, the four petrified brothers, they peeked out of their hiding places to see what became of their little brother's fate, and they were sure he'd be a goner already. But they saw a surreal spectacle. The little brother put another mouthful of noodles and broth in his mouth, and he looked the lion straight in the eyes, and he smiled. Then something even weirder happened. Slowly, step by step, inch by inch, as he was stalking his prey, the lion approached the younger brother, and the big brothers, their hearts all skipped beats. They didn't know what to do. They wanted to cry out, but they were frozen in fear, and their little brother was about to be eaten. They dared not say a word because they didn't want to expose their hiding places. The lion came so close to the little boy that the little boy could smell the lion's breath. And the lion opened his mouth, exposing these dagger-like incisors. And the brothers were about to faint in fear. They were never so scared in all their lives. And then, oh my goodness, the lion stuck out his tongue, and he licked the little boy's face as if he's tasting his prey. But instead of eating the little boy, he started kissing him. A lion kissing? Who ever heard of that? All of a sudden, the lion, he pulls his mane off, which is none other than a mask, and he shed his skin and his tail, which were none other than a very real-looking Purim costume. So who's under the charade? It was Daddy, the loving father of the four boys, all 6'2" and 220 pounds of him. Well, still shivering, the boys crawled out of their hiding places one by one, and they returned to the dinner table, and Daddy took his seat at the head of the table. Well, little brother just stabbed his fork into another piece of leftover potato kugel, his favorite. And the four big brothers are awestruck by the little guy's fortitude in the face of fear. And they said, "Little brother, how did you stay so calm when that lion charged into the room? Daddy's disguise was perfect. We were all convinced that he was a real lion." Well, the little brother, he swallowed a chunk of sour pickle that escorted his potato kugel. And he said, "Hey, big brothers, I don't understand your alarm. I made a very simple calculation that even a thinking 6-year-old could have made. Hey, we live on the third floor. The front of our condo is locked, and guests have to announce themselves at the intercom. Well, we didn't hear any roar in the intercom. And what, are you gullible enough to think that the lion had a residence key to the condo entrance? So how does a lion insert a key in the hole and then turn the lock? Well, even if you want to tell me that he burst in the front door when somebody else opened it, that means that other people saw the lion. So who sees a lion in Aventura without calling the police? Okay, so maybe you want to tell me that the lion snuck in unnoticed. You need a pretty good imagination to say that. But we already proved that that's impossible. Because since when does a lion know how to use an elevator and take it up to the third floor? Oh, so maybe now you want to tell me that Lion, he didn't use the elevator, but he walked up the stairwell. Well, where did he get a residence key to the stairwell door that's always locked? So now, even you still want to convince yourselves that the lion is real, you got to tell me that somebody opened the stairwell and the lion charged up the stairs. Well, if that was the case, how come we didn't hear screams and more police sirens? Look how dumb you guys are, and you're all bigger than me. Now you have to invent a story. How did the lion know the combination to our front door lock, which is a combination lock? And how does a lion push the buttons? Lion paws can't do that. And even if they could, how did the lion turn the lock with one paw and then open the door with the other paw? That's all ridiculous. Look at all the ridiculous stories you guys got to make up to see that's a lion and not Daddy. So the only one that could have done all that stuff, getting the front door and in the key and up the stairs and inside her apartment, that's Daddy. It couldn't have been Mommy because she's at her Sunday night at Moon Ashore. So you see, there was nothing I was afraid of. I knew it was Daddy all the time. He was just trying to give us an Moon Ashore too, but you guys just didn't get it. Oy, 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 oy. That's our parable. Beloved brothers and sisters, many of us don't get it either. We all see different types of lion-looking threats in our life, but they're all costumes and different names. One's called an illness, one's called financial difficulties, a third is called a nasty boss or a neighbor. But the common denominator is that they're all roaring at us and they're all threatening to devour us. But really, they're only masquerades. Just look beyond the costume and all you'll see is Big Daddy, our loving Father in Heaven. So do what King David did. Don't look at the bear or the lion, and don't be afraid of them. Look at the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. King David did that as a three-year-old shepherd in the wilds of the Judean desert some 2,900 years ago, when back then it was full of mountain lions, bears, and wolves. He was a bar mitzvah boy when he had to face Goliath. And Goliath had a roar that shook the entire Elah Valley. King David, that's who he said. He wrote in Psalm 16, that's exactly what he did. Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Hashem, I see your name before my eyes always. That's how King David can say in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of death, I shall not fear, for you, Hashem, are always with me. King David made sure that Hashem was always with him. Do the same exact thing. Instead of focusing on whatever scares us, let's focus on Hashem. Instead of focusing on what causes us pain, we focus on Hashem. That's Hashem anyway, disguised in whatever challenge we have in life, whatever pain we have in life. But it's all the challenge and the pain and the tribulations, they're all designed to bring us closer to Hashem because they force us to strengthen our emunah. In order to get close to Hashem, we have to have stronger emunah. So look straight at the problem or the tribulation and say, Beloved Father in Heaven, I'm not fooled. I know it's you they're hiding. And I know that you love me. And I know that you want the best for me, especially to bring me close to you. You know what happens when you say that? You look at your problem, you say, Hashem, I know it's you and you love me. All the gates of unbelievable divine compassion get blown wide open for you. So get used to saying Shiviti, to saying Hashem's name and nothing else. And God willing, you will see all sorts of miracles and salvations in the nearest future. Amen.